Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We welcome in now Tim Acosta, Marketing Director at Rouse's Supermarkets. Tim, how are you? It's been a while.
Hey, Christian. Yeah, we're doing good. Doing great here, considering dealing with the Ida aftermath, you know, down here. But we're hanging in there.
And, you know, Tim, how you doing? Bobby here.
Hey, Bobby. How you doing?
Yeah, boy, it couldn't hit any closer to home, considering Rouse and the history of Rouse's Supermarkets, Thibodeau LaFouche Parish and Terrebonne, and, you know, how you've branched off all the way to Mobile. I mean, it's unbelievable, the success of Rouse's. Mm-hmm. But how important is it that you are giving back, because that's where it all started, when you look at Thibodeau and LaFouche Parish and Terrebonne with Rouse's?
Right. No, I mean, yeah, it's our hometown. It's our home. This is where we're from, born and raised right here in the bayou, in Bayou LaFouche, Thibodeau and Houma. I mean, Mr. Rouse opened his first store in 1960 right there in Houma on West Main Street. And we took them. This was a direct hit, you know, as far as we're concerned, where the storm came ashore at, by Fouchon and coming straight up, you know. A lot of people, there's a lot of devastation down here, and it's going to take a long time to get everything back. But we're doing everything we can to get, you know, fresh grocery supplies in every day. And to all of our stores down here in the bayou, plus all around the New Orleans area and the West Bank as well. It's just, you know, it's unbelievable that the damage that this storm has caused down here.
Now, Tim, I know it seemed like from the get-go, people were telling me at Salle LaFouche that the one store that was open was the Rouse's and LaRose. How quickly y'all were able to bring that on board?
Well, the one on LaRose, the one on 3182, we got that one open, I believe, last I'm running out my days.
You're not the only one, Tim. We get it. We get it, Tim.
I believe it was like last Wednesday, maybe 2 days after the storm, 3 days after the storm. We had that one there open, probably like on Wednesday, I believe. And two other locations down there sustained. The building sustained some damage, so we got to get in there and do some repair work and work on the facility and the actual buildings themselves. But the one right there on 3182, we had that one open. We've had some folks from outside the area contact us. We had a group from Lafayette that went down there last Saturday and cooked up some hot meals, some jambalaya and pasalai, and offering a lot of hot meals to the community. And I think everybody from down the bayou is coming up to right there to that store to get all their groceries that they need. Our other location on Highway 1 right there in LaRose by the bridge, that one there sustained some damage, too. We had one of the walls collapse on our side storage building. But we're using the parking lot of that facility tomorrow. Captain Aaron Pierce and one of our store directors, Reggie LeJean from down there in Galliano, and some other guys are getting together with some friends from Lafayette, and they're also staging a hot meal cookout over there tomorrow too, to help everybody that's looking for some hot food and some support. So,
now Tim, how challenging has been? Because I know number one, people have to be fed. The workers are people who are struggling, but you got to have water. And how important it is where you have water and then food in that combination and different people that y'all are partnering with to get that accomplished, especially at the ground zero in Lafourche and Terrebonne?
Well, yeah, you absolutely have to have water for anything, you know. I mean, we were giving out ice and water at some of our locations down in Lockport and so forth after the storm, and our Houma locations as well. We're also working with the Salvation Army as well at one of our stores down in Village East on the east side of Houma. They're actually setting up a meal tent, a cold cooking. They're setting up a tent, like a tent station, basically, in our parking lot over there. And they could be providing out water and supplies and hot meals as well. So water, ice, just hot meals is what everybody's looking for, and that's what everybody needs. So it's very, very important to have that available. And we have plenty of water coming in. We've had plenty of water in all of our stores. So it's absolutely an important thing.
Tim, how did the Rouse's family of storms stores do during the storm in terms of damage?
Overall, we did good. As of right now, we have I think four stores that we have yet to open. We have one of them that we had some electrical problems at our Kenner location on Williams Boulevard. Our store in Matthews. We had some roof damage and a lot of water got into the building, so we have a lot of work to do in that location. And then we have our two locations further down by Lafourche, one in La Rose and one in Golden Meadow, that we've had some damage. So we had 66 stores in total, and we have four stores that we're still working on to get reopened as soon as we can.
Now, Tim, when you consider power, have y'all been able to run like on a generator, considering that you look at the devastation as far as the percentage in Lafourche and Terrebonne, kind of looking at the end of the month? How have y'all been able to sustain that? Is it through a generator or what?
Yes, Bobby, we have generators in all of our store locations. We have huge generators. I don't know how many kW generators, 500 or 1,000, but we have huge generators that are set up to run the entire store, all of our refrigeration. So that's very important to us to know that. And we've been through a number of storms throughout all the years, so this wasn't not our first storm to go through. But, we're absolutely prepared. We know that we got to have the right generators in place to keep the store's refrigeration systems running. The last thing we want to do is have to lose any food or any perishable items, because the people need that. The customers need that, So we invested in that. And so that way we're able to have, fresh milk and fresh meats and cold cuts and produce and so forth. So we invest heavily in our generators for our store locations. And then we also have mobile generators on trailers that we move around as we need it. And, that's how we are able to keep our facilities open, and that's how we are able to open so quickly right after the storms pass as well.
And, Tim, so what would you want to tell to the people? Because this hit home when you consider the history of Rouse's right there in Terrebonne and Lafourche. What would you want to tell the people to encourage them, down the bayou and all the Gulf Coast region to see that light at the end of the tunnel and hope?
We're right here with you. We're living it every day as well. We are going to be here with it. We pride ourselves on having all the supplies needed when the storms are coming in. We have extra loads of water and everything else for people to stock up on. And then as soon as we can get our stores open, it's like this time, it was like the next afternoon, the next day, we started opening some stores. So as soon as it's safe for us to get back out there and our team members get back out there, because we're right there with you. We know exactly what our customers feel like because we're living it every day as well. And we're working hard, and we got to think outside the box with our distribution channel.
Right.
Like in this particular storm, our primary wholesaler, they didn't have enough people to get back into work, to get trucks, to get groceries delivered to our stores. Right. So we had to, you know, you got to think differently. We started reaching other folks in our vendor supply community. We were making arrangements to get deliveries direct from our vendors and suppliers, bypassing our warehouse, going straight to our stores. We had direct truckloads of meats and produce and dairy products. We had product coming away from as far as Wisconsin. We had truckloads of products coming all the way down here to the Gulf South, you know. You just got to – I mean, we know it's our job. It's our responsibility to deliver the food for everybody down here in the South, and that's what we do. So, man, we don't sleep. We got a bunch of our guys. We just, you know, basically around the clock all the time.
Tim Acosta, Marketing Director at Rouse's Supermarkets. Tim, thanks again for the time. Good to talk to you. I hope you guys continue to serve these communities and serve them well. I know you guys will.
Thank you, Tim.
Thank y'all, guys. Stay safe.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.